Love is in the air, and we talk specifically of one couple. We are so delighted for them because their day went a bit pear-shaped. They were supposed to be married up at Scottsburn.
Yeah.
The bushfires moved in. They were evacuated with all their wedding party.
Yeah.
But we have the groom on the line with us now, Ennis. Good afternoon.
Hello, Ennis.
Good afternoon, guys.
Tell us the happy ending.
The happy ending?
It's a bit personal.
Yes.
Well, we're at the Craig's Hotel in Ballarat.
Yep.
And we're happily married.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes!
Congratulations,
thanks,
Ennis.
Guys.
So when we spoke to you, Ennis, Carly, your lovely bride, your partner of eight years, so you thought she was running late and then you realised the bushfire stopped her getting there and you all met up at the wedding party at the hotel in Buninyong. Where did the wedding take place?
Well, it was just a strange brew of circumstances. So my friend Aaron Ollington, he just did an amazing job of gathering everyone. And then he asked me, do you still want to get married? And I said, yes, I do. So he grabbed my phone, called Carly, and asked Carly if she was up for it, and she was. And then all the girls from the caterers, they contacted the flowers company who did our original flowers. They got a bouquet. Everyone just rushed, and it was just this incredible moment of love and support. And then they set it up outside on a park. And then all of a sudden it started raining.
Oh.
It started pouring, quite literally. And it was like, oh, my God, we just couldn't catch a break. And then Aaron's just like, he kept up the positivism, and he's like, it's still going to happen, it's still going to happen. And the pub at the Crown Hotel, they gave us a room upstairs, but there wasn't enough room for everyone. And then they gave us the porch. And then literally it was like, Carly's going to be in 15 minutes. And everyone rushed out, and they removed all the tables. The celebrants set up speakers. They put little flowers everywhere, some benches, and everyone sat there. And I walked and I stood in front of maybe 120 people that still remained. Yeah.
And magnificent.
Carly walked down the aisle.
It is such a wonderful thing. And hasn't it just told you that you can get through anything if you're with the one you love? You can make make magic happen. So the food and the cake and the photographer and all those things, did everything fall into place at the pub, or did you lose some of those along the way?
No, unfortunately that didn't happen. So no one ended up eating at our wedding apart from the pub food that we had, which was fantastic.
Good.
How good were the pub? Is that the Crown Hotel in Buninyong?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was it was this incredible, incredible support from everyone. It was just this moment that went really quickly.
So was the wedding food at the Crown Hotel, was it Parmesan all around?
No. Everything, all the wedding food that we had from our caterers was actually in a cool room at the property, because we had to evacuate really, really quickly.
Right, of course.
Everything was left there.
Yeah.
And then, so we were told that the generators were still running, so the food was still being cooled. And it wasn't even cooked, so all of the food is still in the cool room. So we're just trying to decide today what we're willing to do, and because we were really unaware of how massive this fire was. We thought it was just this little plume of smoke. And now Carly and I have just had a talk this morning, and we've realized that so many people have lost their homes, and we really want to donate the food to the families if it's possible. So
that is wonderful, Ennis.
Terrific, Ennis.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
and even the volunteers.
We're just not sure if it's possible, So we're hoping that it's still cooled and everything's fine, and we've spoken to the caterers, and we're still not the roads are still blocked to the property. If it's possible, we would really like to do that. And we had food for 170 guests, so...
Wow, that's such a lovely gesture, and I'm sure that, and perhaps we can help you with some contacts there, but even if you could give it to the volunteers who have been fighting the bushfires, the SES in the area, it'll go to someone deserving. That is incredibly generous of you, Ennis.
Wonderful, Ennis.
Wonderful. I mean, and how's Carly? Is she happy?
She looks beautiful.
Oh, that's good. And you spent last night at the Salubrious Craig's Hotel in Ballarat, a landmark hotel. A comfortable night.
It's amazing because we came to this hotel and we're like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Like, we're going to have this wedding at a homestead, and we're going to come back to this beautiful old hotel where Mark Twain was stayed before. And
that's true.
I was just like, oh my God. But then we came here and, like, reality struck, and we were so overwhelmed and so sad in a way, because it was just we realized that we thought we'll be here with you know, just us two, and we'll have our stuff here, but we had nothing. And, you know, I only have my suit, and Carly has a wedding dress.
Well, be aware, Ennis, that weddings, it's an emotional day anyway. It's an emotional day anyway. Look, I hope you're still married in 39 years. I'm celebrating my 39 years. I thought I'd get my oil in on that, Ennis. Today is my 39th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you guys on celebrating 12 hours together. But I understand everything's going very well. What an incredible day for you.
Yeah, no, it has been. And thank you guys as well.
Our pleasure. No, we're thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Can you send us a selfie? I know you're in touch with our producer, Jess. Yes, you do. You can do one for it. Get someone to take a picture of the two of you. We'd love a picture of you guys if you can send it. And at the same time, if you hold on for just a second, Jessie can help you out with any contacts you might need, because that's a wonderful gesture.
Absolutely.
To donate the food from your wedding for 170 people to people who need it the most at the moment.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
All in the cool room at the homestead. It's all under control.
Well, hoping it is. We're not sure yet. We're hoping the generator's still running.
Check it out.
So that's what we're trying to determine that, figuring out if we can get in there. So if it is, that was the decision that Carly and I have made.
Yep.
And we've spoken to the caterers, and they're willing to help us. So we hope that it's okay. So.
Good on you, Ennis. Thanks so much for talking to us today and yesterday. And what an incredible day. And thanks for making us all part of it. It's been enormous fun. And good luck with the rest of your lives.